looking good, man. They looking tough, man. You know, it's been a battle all OTAs, man. And just to see, you know, some days we win, some days they win, man. Just to see that, man, it's good for our team. And, you know, everybody like TD and Cam talking smack every day, man. It just drives the motivation for us to keep beating them and to keep beating us.
Go ahead.
How about your group with losing Star, adding Dontari, and the D-line group overall?
We made an adjustment. We made a big jump, man. Again, this OTA has been very productive for our defensive line room. And, I mean, we still got guys like Pep in there who still, you know, saying the motivation, giving us the pep talks and what we need to get done and what we're trying to get to. So, and then, you know, we got a good group behind us. We just all got to stay focused and come together and buy the process.
That's like for the most part, like there's been so much consistency on your position group and the front seven. How beneficial has that been over these past 3-4 years?
Good, man. When you got guys like TD and Luke back there, and then you got Shaq and Mayo, I mean, how can you not, man? And those guys driving to us to, you know, keep getting better, putting us in the right position to win. And, you know, we just got to compensate those guys.
KK, you for so long were kind of associated with Star. What was it like this spring not having him next to you?
Me and Star still keep in contact. But, you know what I'm saying, you know, we just focus on our job. And he's in Buffalo, and I'm here. So, you know, me and Poe is getting good friends and, you know, starting to learn the process, you know, helping each other out. He bringing something new to the aspect. So, it's just a whole unbelievable learning process for all of us in the defense lineman.
What does Poe bring, and how do you think the two of you can be complementary?
Man, look at him, man. He's made a name for himself, and, you know, just to see what he does and his lead, and, you know, to bring that to our line, man, it's going to be something special.
Cameron, do you think you're overlooked in kind of the grand scheme of the NFL when guys talk about dominant defensive players? And if so, does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me at all. I'm still here, man, and I'm just blessed to have a job.
What KK, do you do along those same lines, what's sort of next in your development? What's kind of the next goal for you as you move forward?
I mean, first we got to, you know, get back to that Super Bowl, you know, but as an individual, man, you know, trying to be one of the best defensive tackles in the league and make the Pro Bowl, and, you know, we all got individual goals and set goals, and, you know, just try to make that.
What do you do during this break off before training camp to make sure you stay fresh and, you know, don't lose anything that's been implemented?
I've just been focused, man. Focused on what I need to take care of and the things I need to do better. And just being around, man, and being available to these young guys and, you know, help them and you know, because they're what we need, who we need. And, you know, just to have that information to get those guys, man, it's just been good.
Dontari's scored a couple of touchdowns in his career. Are you kind of in Norv's ear a little bit to try and get on the offensive side of the ball?
No, not at all, man. Norv's a funny guy, so I kind of, you know, stay away from him. I mean, he get mad at us sometimes. But, no, man, you know, if they want to put Poe back there and keep doing what he's done, and he's an athletic big guy, man, and you can just see him, you know, just the way he's moving his defensive line. If they decide to put us both back there, it'd be awesome.
You have anything different planned this summer than past summers, either for fun or for training?
No. I'll be here, training here, and, you know, I got my camp July 7th, and that's pretty much, you know, my process going forward.
Camp is here?
No, my camp is back in Indiana.
Gotcha.